a personal testimony. Many, many years ago, when I first came into Christianity, the devil basically stripped me of everything that I had, particularly finances and vehicles and all that sort of stuff. I became born again, and then I started looking into God's word of how to walk in prosperity, how to sow and reap, how to follow God's principles and not the world's principle. At that point in time, I didn't have a car and I had to go to work. And I used to ride a bicycle and put it on the bus, and the bus took me in from the outside of my city to the center of the city where I used to work. Eventually, I got to the point where I needed to have a car because of other things that came into my life at that time. So I went to God's word and I looked at what God wanted me to do. I sowed finances into another Christian's life who had one payment left to pay on their car, and they couldn't do that. But I had enough money just to pay that one payment for them. So I gave it to my pastor and I said, "Can you give this to the other person, but don't tell them it's from me?" So the pastor said, "Okay, that's fine. What do you need?" And I said, "I need a car too." And he said, "Well, describe the car that you want." And I said, "Okay, I'd like a Mazda 323. That's the model number, 323, white on the outside and blue on the inside." So he agreed with me. I sowed the seed for that car. He gave the money to her, did not tell her where it came from. And as I progressed through the days and weeks ahead, I kept on confessing and saying, "Thank you, Father, for my car." I did not confess what I did not have. I confessed what I had by faith. And I thank God daily. As I rode my bicycle to and from work, you might say, I'd thank God for the car. Even though it was raining or it was heavy sunshine, I was still thanking God for my car, even though I was riding my bicycle. As I continued to confess what I had, what I sowed, I'd sowed a seed, I'd named that seed, and it was producing a harvest. I couldn't see the harvest just yet. But anyway, one day, another lady came along who was a Christian, a sister in the Lord, and she said, "I want to buy you a car. Can I do that?" And eventually I said yes. And she took me to a car sales yard and she said to me, "Well, what sort of car do you want out of all of these?" And I was a bit dumbfounded. I was a bit surprised by the whole thing. And I said, "I'm not sure." I leant against a car while I was trying to make a decision. And she said, "What about the car you're leaning on?" And I turned around and it was a Mazda 626, white on the outside and blue on the inside. And I said, "This one, this car is great. Thank you." So she bought that car for me and gave it to me. And I asked the Lord about this. And I said, "Lord, why did you give me a 626 instead of a 323? And basically, the Lord will give you more than what you ask for. But he was also supplying the car to meet my family's needs at that point in time. That's only one story. There's other stories. What is important here to understand is that you call things into reality. And they can be good things or bad things. You have to be very careful of what you speak, of what you want. Some people would say you are just trying to be like God, or that you are trying to force God into doing something. We are trying to do what the God would want us to do in the situation. The Bible says we are to imitate our Heavenly Father and to be in the image of Christ Jesus. He did and said only what the Father did and said. In Joshua 1:8, it says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, or the word of God shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate on it day and night, and you will observe to do everything that is written in it. For then you shall have thy way prosperous, and you shall have good success." The right use, example, practical every day. If you have lack in your finances, do not call for what you already have. Call for what you do not have. Call for abundance in your finances, but you follow the principles of God by sowing and reaping. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up will be topic number 4, and it's called The Great Misunderstanding. Thank you and God bless.